All right, we'll call to order the Town of Stevensville Committee of the Whole meeting for Thursday, April 4th, 2019. We'll let the record reflect that all council members and the mayor are in attendance. Tonight's Committee of the Whole meeting is to discuss the mayor's employee reorganization plan that was recently presented. This meeting was something that was asked for at a February council meeting. And so here we are tonight to discuss. You have in your packet, that was published earlier this week, a memorandum that explains where we are to date with the reorganization and any modifications that have been made so far.
Do we have any of those up there?
No, we don't.
Because I figured we were going to use that.
You need copies?
Yes, please. Sorry.
Do you have a copy, Robin?
Yes, I got a copy.
Do
you
need, I don't either.
Do you, need, you have a copy. Okay.
Yes. So I need to.
Two copies.
Thank you.
I'm going to get a copy. Did you print them?
No, I just printed it off at work. I use their printer.
When does she come back?
Hmm?
When does Aubrey come back? She said, I don't know. She just said it's taking time. That last email of the next week's council meeting was sent by Audrey, so I don't know if she was in the office or not.
What's that?
That email about next week's council packet.
Yeah.
Audrey sent that.
It was like at 7 something in the morning, I think.
Was it?
Okay. But that's not, we don't have the new packet for next week, though.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Not yet.
Yeah, it's just posted.
Is it posted today?
Yes, yeah, it's posted, yeah.
Okay. So the packet you have is, again, the memorandum, which outlines the current organizational structure and where we are. And then, in addition, you have the reorganization plan that was originally presented. Ms. Holcomb.
I just have a question. We put this on hold until we had this meeting, along with we didn't approve the budget amendment for the salary, so I'm just wondering when all this got approved to do.
So you consented to the plan, and there was no further action from the council putting anything on hold. You discussed putting it on hold. You discussed holding COW meetings. But up until recently, when we actually scheduled the COW meeting, the council didn't take any action other than to table the matter. And what you tabled was reconsideration of the reorganization plan, not the reorganization itself. And no budget amendment came forward in order to accommodate the salaries, because the entire plan was structured around not having to do a budget amendment. We're not exceeding appropriations with this plan. In fact, we're finding savings. However, you did not approve the wages and salaries resolution that was modified to accommodate this.
Okay, I understand that we're saving money, But anytime you do any reconstruction, you have to get our approval. I mean, we didn't approve the zoning administrator. We didn't approve this. We didn't approve this administrative assistant. And you just went ahead and just did it. And I didn't even know we hired a court clerk until Councilmember Barker read that email last week. I didn't know there was a new clerk. And how are we paying her since we haven't even approved a salary? We haven't approved a budget amendment. We have to have a budget amendment.
You don't have to have a budget amendment because, again, we're not exceeding the bottom line of the general fund. She's being compensated based on the previous salaries and wages resolution.
Was that in the salaries? I don't remember court clerk being in our budget.
You had town clerk and court clerk in there.
Right, but that was the town clerk and court clerk, not separating them. So is the town clerk getting only half her pay since we're paying the court clerk now?
No, the court clerk is being compensated according to the town clerk, court clerk position.
None of this is making sense. Because anytime you do anything with the budget, we have to have a budget amendment.
That's not true. Anytime we exceed appropriations in a fund is when a budget amendment is required.
I have to differ on that one. Anytime something is done with the budget that did not approve prior in the budget, it has to come and have a budget amendment.
It doesn't, Robin.
Okay.
Ms. Barker?
I guess I have a problem with some of these positions being hired outside of the town or the council's authority due to we rescinded Resolution 366 clear back in 2016, which means that certain positions have to come through the council for approval. And this town clerk or court, or I guess it's the court clerk, did not. So I guess the council has no say in who's to be hired for that. We have an application that comes to us when we hire the court clerk or the town clerk. This should be no different.
The town clerk is an officer of the organization. The court clerk is simply an employee of the court.
We should have at least been told about it, not four weeks down the road.
Ms. Barker?
The last time that I was at one of the meetings, we were told that the clerk would not be hired until the council was able to have a chance to discuss it as well. That was what I believe either it was Audrey or April had talked about, that they weren't going to be hired until we had consensus on this. And that also came from our judge, Maureen.
They misspoke. We moved on with the plan since you provided consent. You consented to it on January 10th.
We rescinded it, too.
Mm-hmm. You didn't rescind anything. You tabled rescission, but you didn't rescind. Ms. Holcomb.
So if we tabled it, that means that we tabled it for a reason to go over this.
We rescinded it to take to account and discuss it.
You put on an agenda to rescind the reorganization plan. Then you decided to table rescinding it. You didn't table the plan. And because I have full charge and control of the employees, with the exception of the department heads who I need your consent to hire. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm not exceeding appropriations, I don't need to necessarily come to the council. That's my job as the executive of the organization is to manage the employees how I see fits the best interests of the community. I brought the plan forward for your consent as a courtesy to say, hey, look, here's what we'd like to do to save some money and to reinstate a position in the police department. Ms. Holcomb.
but you still have to bring it to the council. The council has to approve the salary. Council has to approve any job descriptions.
The council doesn't have to approve job descriptions.
Yes, we do.
Under what authority? What piece of paper exists to say that you have to approve job descriptions? It's certainly not in Montana code. Council rules don't govern job descriptions.
I don't know who's giving you advice, but...
I guess he can make whatever choices he wants.
Council sets job descriptions and council sets salaries.
Mm-hmm. And council has set salaries based on the most recent wages resolution.
You're completely wrong.
2017 was the last time that the wages were actually justified when Mayor Cruz was on.
No, you adopted a wages and salaries resolution this year.
No, we didn't.
In 2018, yes, you did.
No, we did not.
Do you want me to go get it?
Yeah, go get it. You don't have your computer here with you, do you?
No.
What do we need to look up?
Montana code annotated for job descriptions, I think is what it's under.
Job descriptions, it would be in... it would be in our council job descriptions, Lisa. You always do MCA?
We always have done it.
Yeah.
Always set.
We can't
job talk. Descriptions.
We're in a forum, we can't talk.
On the 22nd of October 2018, the council passed Resolution 435, a resolution determining the wages of compensation of elected and appointed officers and all employees of the town of Stevensville for fiscal year 2018-2019 and establishing an effective date for wages and compensation. That effective date for wages and compensation was effective July 1st, 2018.
That was Resolution 445.
435. Ms. Holcomb.
But we did not approve the salary for the court clerk. We approved a salary for the town clerk / court clerk. We did not establish and budgeted for the court clerk. And we have to do that. You can't just split it and say, well, we did approve a budget for a salary budget. We did not. We approved a budget for town clerk / court clerk. So when did we pass the salary for the court clerk?
You didn't. I think you're calling it technical. I think it's a technicality because of the slash here. We have the spending authority.
Brandon.
The executive branch has a spending authority in the budget. We have not exceeded that spending authority, and so we hired the employee because we needed the employee. We didn't hire the employee because we felt like just hiring people. We need the employee.
So is the town clerk getting the same pay?
No, she's being compensated at $18 an hour. The court clerk is being compensated at less than that.
At less than that? What is less than that?
Less than the $18 an hour.
What is the wage, Brandon?
I don't know the wage off the top of my head.
We set the wage.
So if she's still getting the same pay, this still has not been approved. The $13 has not been approved for this. So we are spending more money than what you're saying because she's still getting paid the $18.
Correct.
We did not approve her. We did not, or him, we did not approve the salary for this court clerk, and we have to.
The spending authority for that wage is in the budget. Mr. Phillips.
Looks like on page 12 of your packet that we have, it says the part-time court clerk work 16 hours per week at $13 per hour.
Yes.
But we did not approve a budget amendment for that. It was not approved in the salary.
Again, Robin, you don't need to make a budget amendment for it.
I think you're just making rules as you go.
No, I'm really not. Is there any further council discussion on the reorganization plan? Mr. Phillips.
I'm just wondering, with the discussion that's taken place so far, I'm wondering if we shouldn't postpone this Cal meeting until we do some more research as council members and as executive officer and come back and address this at a later time. Because obviously we don't have all the facts before us right now. I'm trying to search out some things, you know, to get some answers.
Sure.
But
sure.
I think we have to do some extensive research, you know, in this matter before we go forward on it.
Okay. So Mr. Phillips is proposing that the committee of the whole reconvene at a later date after more research has been done.
That's fine with me.
Would, if that's what the direction the council would like to take, is there a date you'd like to set tonight? Or would you like to wait till the next council meeting to set that date?
We'll wait till the next council meeting to set that date.
Okay. Any other suggestions? Okay. Are we through with the discussion? Shall I call for public comment?
You could, yeah.
Okay. All right, that concludes then the discussion on the mayor's employee reorganization plan. This time we'll open it up for public comment. It's an opportunity to comment on anything on tonight's agenda or under the jurisdiction of the town of Stephensville. Mr. Monk, any comment? All right.
I'm not right now, but it doesn't look like the new girl. Is it a girl or a guy? That you hired as a clerk.
As the court clerk? It's a girl.
Girl. Yeah. She's questionable right now as far as what I've heard here tonight.
Ms. Barker?
It would be nice to know who this person is because all we know is that it's
been working
for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But she's already working?
Yeah, correct. 4 weeks ago.
All right, if there's nothing further, then we'll adjourn the meeting.